Thanks for listening to WAER News on NPR One and WAER.org. The thousands of college students flooding into Syracuse this month bring along a challenge for those fighting underage drinking. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on efforts to bring together disparate allies to protect young people from the harm that can come from excessive drinking.
Local colleges, bars and restaurants in the area, and prevention experts are getting together in a new coalition to try to find the best ways to prevent underage drinking. Prevention Network's Phil Rose finds intense drinking is on the rise to a level where brain function is actually compromised.
And so when you can't think, you start acting at a different level. And what happens is, okay, I get into a fight. I start hurting somebody. Or there's sexual abuse, there's a rape that happens, or somebody hurts themselves, or they have to go out in a car and they drive it into a lamppost or something.
Le Moyne College, Syracuse University, and Onondaga Community College are joining together with the Prevention Network and local businesses. OCC Student Engagement Vice President Rebecca Hoda-Kearse says the group is fighting a growing problem.
45% of college students binge drink, and nearly 21% abuse prescription and illegal drugs. And it can be even higher in community colleges. Students face even more challenges with transition and some other stresses in their lives.
Kearse adds students' social media communication is having an impact on how young people drink.
Because of technology, students are used to communicating via text and online. So students seem to be doing shots and getting very intoxicated before even going to parties. They want to be ready for those in-person social interactions.
The new coalition is also bringing together businesses, along with the colleges and alcohol abuse experts, to find the best ways to stop underage drinking. OCC's Hoda-Kearse says there's more incentive for bars and restaurants to participate.
The governor has made it clear that he will be looking into these businesses, and there will be consequences. We are helping these businesses come to a place where the community respects them and that will help their brand.
The coalition is organized by Prevention Network. Underage Drinking Prevention Coordinator Phil Rose knows bars are one of the gatekeepers for problem drinking, and for them it's getting tougher.
The bars and restaurants have a difficulty because of the sophistication of the identifications now that you can order online. At the same time, there is technology that's getting better, and so more bars and restaurants are using scanners that are pretty sophisticated unto themselves.
The colleges are also working together to share ideas that reduce underage and binge drinking. Hoda-Kearse says they use beer goggles that show students how coordination is impacted by drinking and videos that depict the consequences.
If we can continue to engage the business owners and other people within the community and even move towards a social host ordinance, we can have an increased impact in having everyone in the community realize we all play a role in this.
The group is working on a nuisance and unruly events law to target those who provide alcohol and drugs to minors.
And they have a party and it gets out of control and people get hurt. So that's one way we can really help law enforcement move in on these situations and not have to run around and try and catch everybody, but can say, okay, who held this party? And then make them responsible.
Governor Cuomo has directed more resources to go to underage drinking sweeps of bars and restaurants. Law enforcement will enhance efforts by the State Liquor Authority and Department of Motor Vehicles in college communities. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Find more on this and other local stories by visiting our website, WAER.org.